Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches, 11 lines from the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and the Mishnah will discuss the dinim of a Kohen Gadol. And Taisa Tabana Amud explains that since in the only Mishnah in the first parak on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Lein Donin Lo Yis Hashem Viv Lo Yis Novi Hashekar Viv Lo Yis Kohen Gadol Ela Pi Bezin Shel Shivim Echad. Therefore, our Mishnah continues and Taisa Dinim of a Kohen Gadol, and once we speak about a Kohen Gadol, then our Mishnah will speak about the Milus of a Melech, the Choshev Mine, who is more chashiv and a higher stature than a kohen gadol, and only afterwards we go back to halachas of dayanim, and halachas dar negeir to dinim. Now Mishnah begins, kohen gadol don v'don reisai, meir umidir reisai, that kohen gadol can be a dayan, and we could judge a kohen gadol, and he could be an aid, and he could testify, and we could testify against him. The Mishnah continues, chaylus v'choltzin l'shtai, that if the kohen gadol's brother dies, and his wife falls li'ibum, then the kohen gadol still has the mitzvah chalitza, and he should still do chalitza to his brother's wife. And if the kohen gadol dies without children, then his brother could do chalitza to his wife. And although his brother could do yibum to his wife, but if the kohen gadol's brother dies without having any children, then the kohen gadol cannot do yibum to his brother's wife, as l'maisa his brother's wife is an almana. And although a person's brother's wife is generally asa to him in any case based on being eishes achiv, however, b'makom yibum the Torah was matter a person to marry his brother's wife, but this heter does not apply to Yavam l'Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah continues that although we know that a Kohen Hedid is also to be metame l'mesim, but he can be metame to one of his shever kravim. However, b'digei Kohen Gadol, the Torah tells us that he can't be metame to any of his kravim, and therefore mes l'mes, if one of the Kohen Gadol's kravim die, eini yotze achamita, not only can't he become tamei l'mes, but we also don't allow him to get close to the mes, and therefore he can't go right next to the mita. However, he does have an itzah to actually go and be mistar ala meis, ala he nichsev hu nigla, and he must stay in a different area than the rest of the people that are at Levaya, and when they're in a covered area, he could be in a revealed area, and he niglan, and when they're in a revealed area, v'hu nichsa, and he'll cover himself up, and he'll stay in the area that's more protected. This way, he won't get so close to the meis that potentially he'll go and touch the meis and become tamei l'meis, and as Rashi says, dilma asa l'minga, and this is xera, that maybe he'll come to touch the meis, v'hayim di zarkra, u'min ha-migdash lo yetze, mikdushasa lo yetze, klemi yisrachak min ha-kia, shalai yovu lo dey tumma, v'hay kra b'kain gadol einang ksiv, d'chsiv lo elmane, lo avu lo imoy lo yutame. And the pashas from Rashi seems to be that this is actually a din d'raisa, this is some sort of a chokam d'raisa, but for others explain, this is a din d'rabbanon, and it's a smach to ba'alma. Rashi explains, hi nichsim v'hu nigla, k'shehin yoytzim v'mavu zeh, v'nichdasim l'mavu acha, v'nichdasim v'mavu rishon, she'in roi yoysan, hu nigla v'nichlas l'mavu rishon, Mishnah continues, and Rameya hold that the Kohen Gadol could follow the procession until the Pesach Ha'ir, the Kohen Gadol cannot leave that area, as at that point it will be open area, and certainly they'll both be Niglin, and therefore he's also to continue, as the Maisa with Choshish that potentially will come to be Negea, and to get too close to the Mace, and become Tamei Mace. Ayin Yad Ramah who states, V'yotzi Yimayin at Pesach Sha'ir, Avot Fei Loi, Dolekim voice the mifsuki beinoy lebein amita kadeshi yu he niglan vehu nichsa. It's possible to explain the Mishnah based on the Rambam who states that the Kohen Gadol was never allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and the Mefarshim explain that the reason is because the Kohen brought a carbon every single day, and therefore he always had a mitzvah of lina, and he never could leave Yerushalayim, and maybe that's why the Mishnah tells us that even if there were an area outside of the ear that would be mechusa, and he could actually hide himself, they still can't go out of the city, because l'maisa he still has the duties of a Kohen Gadol, and he still has a mitzvah of lina. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda argues on Rameya, and he holds in the Yotzim in HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Mikdash at all and can't follow the procession, Mishum Shenema, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, that the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the base of Mikdash. This is a Pasuk in Pashas Emor, right after the Pasuk states, V'akol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoy, La'ovu Lo'ima Lo Yitame, and then the Pasuk states, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, Lo Yichalas Mikdash Alekov, Ki Nez Hashem Mishchas Alekov Alov, Ani Hashem, Ayin Rashi, Rabbi Huda, that dafka means that he can't leave the base of Mikdash. However, as we explained, Rameya holds that the word min ha-Mikdash is taich, as if it says that he can't leave his kedusha, and he has to be careful not to become tamei meis. The Mishnah continues, "Chashu menachem achirim," and when he goes to comfort others, as Rashi says, this was done b'shura, k'shechayzim mikvaras ha-meis she'in shaloi, when they're coming back from burying a dead person that is not his relative, derech kala'am evim zeh ha-zeh, u'menachem sa'ovel sha'imim b'mamadai, then those days, the ovel Avol would stand in his place, and the rest of the people would actually pass by the Avol and be Menachem the Avol. Mishnah teaches us that when the Kohen Gadol is going to be Menachem others, so Derek Kolam, even Bezach Hazeh, that it's normal for regular people to walk in a single file and pass the Avol and be Menachem the Avol. However, the Kohen Gadol is Mamunim Matzah Bein Eil Bein Am. The Kohen Gadol would actually separate between him and the rest of the people. And as Rashi says, Shamunim Biyaminai V'Cholam B'Smalai V'Hu Be'Emza, and this was done on a sign of respect and derech covered for the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah tells us, Uchshu Misnachem Erchem, and when others come to console the Kohen Gadol, Kolam Emloi Onu Kaparascha, the entire nation would say to him that we should be your kapara. As Rashi says, Bonu Tischapa Ata, that through us you should receive a kapara, V'Anachtu Tachtechel Chol Roi Lovei Alecha, and we should receive any punishment that really you should be receiving. V'Hu Aimlehen Tisbarchu Neshmaim, and he responds to them that you should be benched from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uchshu Ma'avin Oisai, and when people bring him a Suda Savra, which is the first Suda that is served to Avelim after they buried a mace. This was generally done outside of the people's home. Kala Am Masubla Aretz, the entire nation would sit on the ground, for whom Mace of Al-Sasel, and he would sit on a low chair. Rashi states, Shechem Avid Oisei, Ked Kaim Allah, Na Ovel Suda Rishayna Asal Lechel Mishloi, Masubla Aretz, He Matzir Nu Misabla Al-Tzairoi, for whom Mace of Bekovid Al-Sasel, Ayin Yad Ramah, Lefi Shehu Chai Bekfiya Semita, that he has to actually sit on a low chair, being quite a leisha b'fnei Amal Mita Kruya, and it's not respectful for him to sit on a Mita Kruya in front of people. Hilkach Yeshiva Al-Sashal, She'en Boy Meshum Kruya Samita, Bein Tzarech L'Chvaysai. And the Mishnah just taught us dinim that are relevant to a Kohen Gadol, and the Mishnah continues and discusses dinim that are relevant to a king, as HaMelech Leidon V'Leidon Noyesai, that a king cannot be a Dayin, and you also can't judge the king. There's some sort of presidential immunity, Loi Meiv Loi Meidon Noyesai, and the king cannot testify, and you can't testify against the king. Loi Chaylis Loi Chalsal Ishtai, he doesn't have to do chalitza to his brother's wife, and his brother doesn't have to do chalitza to his wife, as the Maisa, his wife, can't get married, as no one can marry the wife of a Kohen Gadol. Loi Miyabim, Loi Miyabim L'Ishtai, and he can't be Miyabim, his brother's wife, and his brother cannot be Miyabim, his wife. However, Rabbi Huda Imeh, in Ratzel Lachlitz, Eliyabim Zachel Otoiv, that if the king wants to be Chalitz or be Miyabim, his brother's wife, then he could do so, and Zachel Otoiv, Amuloi, however, the Chum said back to Rabbi Huda, Ein Shem Loi, they can't do so, and we'll explain this when we learn the Gemara, and the Mishnah continues, that no one can marry the Almana of the king. Rabbi Huda Imeh, Noisa Melech, Amunasa Shel Melech, Rabbi Huda says that a Melech can marry the Almana of a king, Shekem Matzina B'David, Shenasa Amunasa Shel Shol, and as we find, B'negei David, that he married the Almana of Shol, Shenem as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis states, Ve'edn L'chas, Beis Adenecha, Ves Nashia Adenecha, B'chekecha. Our Gemara begins, Kohen Gadol Don Pshita, that our Mishnah mentioned that a Kohen Gadol can be a Dayan, and the Gemara is, L'chared as Pashut, and the Gemara states, Don Oisa Ishtuchle, that the Chiddush is that we could judge a Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara states, Hanami Pshita, that L'chared is Pashut, that he could be judged, as Eloi Daninle, as if the halacha would be that we can't judge a Kohen Gadol, Iyu Hechi Dayan, and how would it be possible that he would be able to be a Dayan, but the Pasuk in Sefani says, Hiskoishu V'koishu, V'omri Shlokish, Kashet Atzbucha, V'achakach, Kashet Achirim, and the Pasuk tells us, you should search within yourself, and then search others, and therefore, Reish Lakish teaches us that the only time that someone has a right to judge others, only if he previously judges himself. Na'in Rashi, that what would have been Ha'avmina, that you can't judge a Kohen Gadol. Zok Rashi, Salkadat Chamina, Lil Zalzel, Lemesa Kamei Beidina, that you shouldn't be Mizalzel Kohen Gadol by bringing him in front of a Bezdin. Therefore, the Gemara says, that in the Chinami, the din that we stated by the Gaya Kohen Gadol, that Dod V'Don Isai is not a Chiddush, El Ayat Gaboy Lemisne Melech, Le Don V'Le Don Isai, but because in the Sefer the Mishnah, when we're speaking about a Melech, the Allah is that a Melech can't be a judge, and we don't judge a Melech, so Tananami Kohen Gadol Don V'Donin, and therefore, for symmetrical purposes, we also mention the Resha, Kohen Gadol Don V'Don Isai, even though there's no Chiddush, we explain the Lashon of Iskaishu, like Rashi explains it. However, Ayin Rashbam in Bar Basra on Dafsal Mechon Beis, who states, Hosa Kash Me Beini Necho Tchila, that first you should take the straw out of your eyes, K'moy L'Koshish Kash, Klima K'shayit Atzbcha, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continued, V'Boisemo, or I could explain that in the Chinami, there is a Chiddush in the Resha, when the Mishnah stated, Kohen Gadol Don V'Don Isai, as Hokam Ashwan, as the Chiddush will be, based on the end of the following Braisa, K'etanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Kohen Gadol Shorek Sanefesh B'Mezid Nerg, that if a Kohen Gadol kills a person B'Mezid, then he will be killed, B'Shoigig, and if he kills a person B'Shoigig, Goyla, he will go to Golis, V'Oy V'Alasei V'Alaisasei, as the Gemara will explain, that if he'll be even Asei or Alaisasei, and as the Mishnah continues, V'Areyu Hedil Chodvarav, that we would judge him as a Hedit, and we'd only need a Bezin of Gimel to judge him for Malkus or for any Dinim Amnis, as opposed to Dinan Fashis, where we judge him with Ayin Aleph, as we mentioned in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara now continues and explains this brisa. As Amar Mar, we just mentioned, B'mezin Nerag, and the Gemara asks Pshita, L'chayr, this halacha is Pashut, and the Gemara explains, B'shay Gaila Istrichlei, that the Chiddush of the brisa is that a Kohen Gadol would go to Golus if he kills someone B'shaygeg, and the Gemara asks, Hanami Pshita, that L'chayr, this seems to be Pashut as well, and the Gemara responds, Istrich, no, that it's not Pashut, therefore the brisa had to teach us his din, as Salkat El Chamino, as one may have thought, Hoyle Ksiv, that since the Pasuk in Pashut Masi states, V'tzilu Eida Seritzech Mi'ar Gaila Adam, V'shivu Se'e Eida L'Klato Yashin Noshama, V'yoshaba Moisa Kohen Agodol, Asher Moshe Chaisu B'Shem HaKodesh, therefore one may have thought, Eima called the Islay to Kanta B'Chazor Ligli, that anyone that has a Takana, that if the Kohen Gadol dies, then he'll be able to get out of Golis, then he will go to Golis, the Leslay to Kanta B'Chazor Ligli, but since this Kohen Gadol doesn't have any Eitzah, as Lamaisa, the only way he could get out of Golis is if he dies, therefore he'll never be able to get out of Golis, so maybe the Din of Golis doesn't apply to a Kohen Gadol, and the Tnan, and as we learn in Mishnah Maseches Makos on Daf Yud Aleph, and we continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, a Hoyer Kohen Gadol, if someone kills a Kohen Gadol b'shogeg, a Kohen Gadol shaharigas hanefesh, or a Kohen Gadol that kills a person b'shogeg, any yotz misham la'ilam will never be able to leave Golis, ima le'ligli, so maybe the Kohen Gadol would not go to Golis, kamash b'lon, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us, Kohen Gadol dan v'dan esai, that we could judge a Kohen Gadol even for Golis. The Gemara now continues and asks, v'im ha'chinami, and maybe in a chinami, this would be an halacha, and a Kohen Gadol would not be able to be judged and will not go to Golis. And the Gemara explains, as Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states, since the Pasuk states, it's mashma that this includes a Kohen Gadol as well. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Haheri Kohen Gadol b'shoygeg goyil l'ir miklot, v'in yoytz misham l'ilam, the kivin in Kohen Gadol b'mikdash k'shu goyilah, and since at the time that this person goes to Golos, the Kohen Gadol is not in Beis Mikdash, b'misas miyashuv, so there is no way for this person that killed b'shoygeg to go out of Golos, and even if they'll appoint a different Kohen Gadol at a later point, that will not suffice. V'chein Kohen Gadol sh'arigas ha'nefesh b'shoygeg b'misas miyashuv, halecha Kohen Gadol, however Ayin in Tesis who states, ein yoytz misham l'ilam, perish u'chugayin sh'leim minu acha ashirig medina, certainly is like Rashi stated. Then Taisus continues, the Meshuach Sha'ava Machzer Ritzeach L'Divrei HaKol, as everyone agrees that if there's a previous Kohen Gadol that is no longer a Kohen Gadol, then if he dies, it will be Machzer Ritzeach L'Divrei HaKol. And even if there will be a Meshuach Mechama, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, if the Meshuach Mechama dies, if that would cause a person to go out of Golis, these last two Nedinim of Taisus apply not only to someone that kills a Kohen Gadol, but would apply to Kohen Gadol that kills someone. It's potentially the Kohen Gadol could go out of Golis if the Meshuach Sha'ava would die, or the Meshuach Mechama will die, according to the Madam and holds that the Misa Meshuach Mechama will allow people that are in Golis to leave Golis. Mechiritz is still a bit tzarech bia, as why did the Mishnah have to tell us Kohen Gadol is done in V'dan Neisai, if L'maisa we know from the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin that certainly Kohen Gadol does go to Golis, and as the Mishnah stated, Kohen Gadol Shaharik Sanhefesh, Ein Yitz Misham Oilam. The Gemara continues and discusses the Braisa that stated that a Kohen Gadol is Oival Asei, Val Leisa Sei, and the Gemara asks, Leisagid Leiavar, that seems to the Braisa that he has to be Oival Asei and Leisa Sei. Certainly that doesn't make sense, and therefore the Gemara explains, Hachikama, this is what the Braisa means to say, and as we explained the Braisa when we learned it previously, Im Oval Asei, Val Leisa Sei, that if the Kohen Gadol is Oival Asei, or an Leisa Sei, Harei Ukedil Chodvarav, and there's no requirement to judge him with a Bezin of 71, and we could judge a Kohen Gadol with a Bezin of 3 day on him for Malkus, as well as for Dini Mamanes. And the Gemara asks Pshita that this seems Pashut, and the Gemara responds, Sakadat Chamina, one may have thought that Hoyl Vatnan, that since we learned on that Bezim and Aleph, in Dun and Leis Hashavit, Leis Nove Sheka, Leis Kohen Gadol, LRP Bezin Shal Shim Vechod, the Umra of Adabahava, that the way we know that a Kohen Gadol has to be judged, LRP Bezin Shal Shim Vechod, is based on the Pasuk and Pashut Yisrael that states, Kaladava Gadol Yavil Lecha, and we learned out Dvarav Shel Gadol that's referring to Dini Torah that's relevant to a Kohen Gadol. So Ima Kol Dvarav Shel Gadol. So we would think that this includes any Dini Torah of a Kohen Gadol, and even if it's Dini Mamonis or Dini Malkus, there would be a requirement to have a Bezdan Shel Shuv Mechad. So the Brisa teaches us Kamash Malon that Benegei Dini Mamonis or Benegei Malkus, there is no requirement to have a Bezdan Shel Shuv Mechad, and you could judge a Kohen Gadol with a Bezdan of 3 day on him. And the Gemara asks Ima Chinami Lachur, based on this drasha, maybe Ina Chinami, all dvarim and all type of dina teira for a Kohen Gadol has to be judged with 71 day on him. And the Gemara responds, "Miksiv divrei Gadol hadava hagadol ksiv davu gadol mamish." And therefore, we learn the Pashuk Pshat and the Pasuk. Number one, certainly we're talking about a subject matter that is a very important subject matter. For example, like Dina Nefashos, the Pasuk is also teaching us that Dina Nefashos of a Kohen Gadol has to be judged in a Bezin Shel Shem Ve'echad. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Meir Umi'idon Esai, the Kohen Gadol can testify, and we can testify against the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara asks, Meir, that you're telling me that a Kohen Gadol can't testify, and Meir, if he wouldn't testify, he would be Ivan Issa Deraisa. And the Pasuk says, Im Le'yagid V'nasa Avoinai. The Gemara asks, V'atanya, but we learned to the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pashuk Kisese states, L'Syria Sharachicha Eyesei Nidacha V'islamtem Hem Hoshe Teshivim La'achicha. And the Maisa, the Pasuk already teaches us, L'Such L'Salim, and therefore the word V'islamta is extra, and also seems to be a Lashon of Asei, and therefore the Gemara teaches us, Pa'am Mish'atim Salim and Pa'am Mish'iatim Salim, that this word is coming to teach us that there are times that you can't turn away, you must return an Aveda, and there are times where you can turn away, and you don't have to return an Aveda. HaKetzad, Koyin V'hi B'Beis HaKfaris, if there's a Koyin, and the Aveda is in the Beis HaKfaris, and therefore if the Koyin would go into the Beis HaKfaris to get the Aveda, he will become Tamil Lameis, or Zakim Eilun V'Chvedai, or if there's an older person, or a Chashver person, it would be beneath his dignity to take this Aveda, or if by him doing his regular work, he would be making more money than the actual cost of this Aveda, L'kach Nema V'Slamta, and that's why the Pasuk states that in these situations, you can't turn away from the Aveda, and you don't have to pick up the Aveda. Therefore, L'chira, how could a Mishnah state made that the Kohen Gadol has a chiv to testify, if L'chira it's beneath his dignity to testify? And as Rashi says, Alma Kovet Abriyas Deicha Lav L'Such L'Salim, V'Achi Nami Zilusuhu L'Gabi Kohen Gadol, L'Isi Yedal Asudi L'Baldin. And Rashi explains, Zokim Ve'ilin L'Fich Vodoy, Shem Hoysa Shaloi Lo Yem Achzira, that if it would be his Aveda, he wouldn't pick it up either. And Rashi explains, Malach Shaloi Mu'v Mishal Chavira, Kagoyin Neker Magolius, Shem Yeil Chvechzuyana, Yafse Biblusla, Yosem Medamea. Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yisif, the Rabbi Yisif responds, that Ina Chinami, when a Mishnah tells us that he has to be made, Meil the Melech, that a Kohen Gadol would have a Chiv to be made for a king, as that's not beneath his status. The Gemara continues and asks, that how can you say he's being made for a king? But Vatnan, in our Mishnah Gufo, we state, Melech Leidon V'Leidon Eisai, Le'meid V'Leidon Eisai, that there is no way to judge a king, and therefore there is no case where Kohen Gadol would come and testify for a king. Elam Rabzir, and therefore Rabzir explains, Meil Ben Melech, that we're talking about a scenario where Ben Melech was on trial. Our Mishnah teaches us that a Kohen Gadol could come and must come to testify regarding a Ben Melech, and the Gemara is, Ben Melech Hadyitu, the Lachir Ben Melech is a Hadyit, therefore it would be in Lefi Chvaydai, and it would be considered as Zilus Kohen Gadol. And how can you say that the Kohen Gadol would have a Chiv to testify B'digei Ben Melech? And it could be when the Gemara states, Ben Melech Hadyitu, it doesn't mean he's Mamish Hadyit, it just means that a Ben Melech is on a lower Madrigan than a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara continues, Elameid Bifnei Melech, that in the Chinami, we're talking about a case where Kohen Gadol was coming to Bezin to testify for a Ben Melech, and the reason why he could come to Bezin and would not be considered Zilusa L'Kohen Gadol is because he was doing so in front of the Melech, as the king came to the court to listen to the proceedings, and therefore the Kohen Gadol was testifying in the presence of a king. That's when our Mishnah stated, made that the Kohen Gadol would be obligated to say testimony. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'im Hashivim Melech B'Sanhedrin, that how can you say that the king is actually part of the entire, but a Maisa Melech can't be part of Sanhedrin? And we will see Taisus who points out that really the Gemara could have brought from our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, Melech Leidon V'Leidon Eisai, that a Melech can't be a judge. The Gemara finally explains, Mishum Yikar the Kohen Gadol Asav Yosef, that in a Chinami, we're still talking about a scenario where the Ben Melech was on trial, and therefore Kohen Gadol was coming to testify regarding a Ben Melech, and because the Kohen Gadol was coming to testify, therefore the king came to listen to the testimony, Mekabli Nele L'Saduse, and then once in Mekabel, the Edis of the Kohen Gadol, Kaihu V'Ozul Ma'ain Le Adnan B'dine, and at that point the king got up and he left, and then the actual Bezin would sit down and be Ma'ain in the Din, and they would paskin for the Ben Melech. Let's see, the third Taisus on the Omid, Diba Maskel Ve'im Yeshiva Melech B'Sanhedrin, and Taisus is, Tebel Lifrich Masisin, that why don't we ask a question directly from Mishnah, the Tanam Melech Leidon, that the Melech is not part of Sanhedrin and can't be dying, V'oid Ma'ik Mashvon Masisini Melech Leidon, and L'chir, what is the Chiddush if our Mishnah tells us Melech Leidon, V'leidon Eisai, and Taisus answers, V'yesh Lema, the Ha De'in Melech Don, Hanimil Levadai, Mishum De'in On Eisai, that the reason why he can't be a dying is because we can't judge him, the like Karina Behis Kaishu V'Kaishu, Aval Imachirim Shapim Matsi Don, but together with other Dayanim, he could be a judge, De'in Adin Nigbal Piv Levad, therefore the Gemara had to ask from a different member that states, a Meshivim Melech B'Sanhedrin, has it continued that since his son is the one on trial, that how could it be that he would be a judge if Lemaisa he's a Karev? And Taisa answers, V'yesh Lema, the Vadai Hayodea Shapa, the Lodin Leba, that certainly even the Havmin Gemara, we understood that the Melech is not coming to actually be part of the Din Torah and to actually judge his son, as certainly he's a Karev. Avakoshale, that Filu Yashav Yidam Namiloi, that even if we sit quietly, we should still not let him be part of the Sanhedrin. The Gemara continues, Gufo, we just mentioned a part of the Braisa that Ibn Shim and Melch Besanhedrin. The Braisa then continues, that the Melch and Kohen Gadol cannot be involved in passing that this year should be in Ibishana. And the Braisa continues to explain, Melch Besanhedrin, the reason why Melch cannot be part of Sanhedrin, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, Leisana Ariv, and Lemaisa, it's written Chosa, and therefore read it as if it says, Leisana Rav, that we can't argue with a greater person than us. And as Rashi states, Ein Chavishoy list us different muflish of the Anim, the Yom Melech Chiva, and if while deliberating, the Melech will say that I think that this person is guilty, Sulay Matzi Inach Lamechel Zechusa, then none of the other people will be able to find any schus for this person. And the Brisa stated, Le Melech Vekhen Gadol B'Shana, Melech B'Shana Psanya, that a Melech cannot be involved in being Ma'abed Shana. Rashi explains, because he's Mechalik Mammon L'Chay Loisav, Kach V'Kach L'Shana, as since the Melech has a budget that's an annual budget that he gives to his army and he gives them stipends, and therefore certainly he'd rather that every single year is a leap year, as in this way he's getting an extra month of free as he paid him a certain amount per year and not per month. However, Ayin the Aruch, who actually says Pukvaket, that he actually does this on a monthly basis, and if there will be an extra month, they will actually have to pay an additional month, and therefore the Melech is actually incentivized not to make an Ibashana. And the Gemara explains, Kohen Gadol Mishum Sina, and the reason why Kohen Gadol cannot be involved in being Ma'abed Shana is because he'd rather not have an Ibashana, as if he does so, then he'll push off Yom Kippur for an additional 30 days, and it'll be colder. And as Rashi explains, Kohen Gadol inherits the Shabbat Shana and Pnei Atzina, Shetzerach Litbo Vilkadish B'yam Kippurim Chomesh Tfilos Vasar Kiddushin, as the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh on 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he's also Mekadosh Yod of Raglov 10 times in Yom Kippur, then Tisa B'Shana, Ritish B'Chishvan, Vitzinus B'Chishvan, Tia B'Tishrei, and therefore will be much colder. And Ayin and Tesis, Yidu Masl Mishum Tzina, Pirish HaKunchers, Mishum Shekoyin Gadol Tayin Tfila, V'loi Nehira, Dimash B'Biuma, Shoy Mecham Malay Kum Kum Shulcham in B'Yom Kippurim, that they would actually heat up water for the Koyin Gadol on Yom Kippur in order to make sure that the area near the mikvah was not cold, and therefore L'Kachnir L'Farish, Mishum Kruis Haritzba, Shekolayim, Ayimid Yachev, that the reason is because the entire floor of the Beis HaMikdash was cold, and the Kohen Gadol would walk around on Yom Kippur barefoot the entire day. Therefore, he was incentivized that this year should not be a Mubaris and should not be a leap year. The Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Shema Mino, that from the fact that we say that Kohen Gadol is motivated not to have a leap year, so we see, Shasa Basa Yachazol, that the year goes based on the months, and therefore, if we won't be Ma'abed Shana, then it would be warmer on Yom Kippur, and if the Ma'abed Shana, then it would be colder on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara asks, Eini, but L'chir, it's not true, as V'hanach Kibbul Rei Baka, David Kaimei, V'shemin Rabbanan Dekamri, that there's a story where the three shepherds that were standing and they were talking, Rabbanan overheard that they said as follows, Chad Amma and Bachar V'lokish B'chad Yenitz, Deinu Ada, V'mlav Lestein Ada, and one of the shepherds states that if the ground is so warm that the early crop of wheat and the late crop of barley ripen at the same time, so then this is Ada. However, if it's not, then it's not Ada, and really it's early in the year, and it's really Shvat. V'chad Amma, and one of the shepherds stated, in Torah B'tzva, B'tlag Yemois, V'tiru, B'tul Te'ino, Yidmach, Yishlach Mashche, Deinu Ado, V'imlav, Lestein Ado. If in the morning it's so cold, then an ox almost dies because he's so cold, but then there is a major shift in temperature, and in the afternoon, the ox is so warm that he has to sleep in the shade of a fig tree, and he rubs against a tree, then this is Ado, but if not, and it's not even warm in the afternoon, then this is not Ado, and it's still Shvat. V'chad Amma, and the third shepherd stated, Kidum Tak V'choda, if the east wind is so strong, when you blow out air, your blowing will be stronger than the wind, and it'll warm up the wind, and therefore you'll see smoke, then that is Ada. However, it's still much colder outside, then this is not Ada, and it still be considered Shvat. And as Rashi states, that even at the time that the east wind is so strong, and Gemara tells us that once Rabbanan heard this, and Rabbanan decided to make this year a leap year. Rashi explains that by making this leap year and adding in another Adar, then this month was like its Shvat, and as Rashi says, Vasu Kishvat, Shekavu Adar Shein Achrav. Rashi continues that the Gemara's question is, Al Moshasa Basi Bura Azol, Vloy Noga Chaim Denisim Ba'ado, El Minig Adar Ba'ado Sheini. At this point in the Gemara feels that it was not an issue of the Tkufais. The only reason why Rabbanan were pushing off the year was based on Aviv or because of Pirus Ilan. Even though these shepherds mentioned something about the cold, it just meant it happened to be colder than usual, even though it was actually at the proper time and during the proper season. The Gemara answers, V'tizbara Rabbanan Rav Asa Samach. You think the Rabbanan was Samach on these shepherds in order to determine if it should be a leap year, as certainly they have to make their own cheshbin, El Rabbanan Achashbin Ayu Samach, and certainly Rabbanan had their own cheshbin as to why they wanted to make this year a leap year, and that was based on Tkufais, Rei Baka Yehudis Te'ahu Nosayu. They just found a smach from the words of these shepherds that were speaking, but Lemaisa, that was not the reason why they actually were Ma'abed Hashana, and the real reason why they were Ma'abed Hashana was based on Tkufas Hashana, and we're not falling out properly, and it's very complicated to understand exactly what's going on in the Sugya, Ayin Rashi and Ayin Taisis, and the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, that a Kohen Gadol can do Chalitza to his brother's wife, and a Kohen Gadol's brother can do Chalitza to the Kohen Gadol's wife, and if the Kohen Gadol's brother wants to be Miyabim, the Kohen Gadol's wife, the Kohen Gadol's brother can do Yibum, and as the Mishnah states, Miyabim is Ishtoi, Avalhu Einim Miyabim, Mipreshu Asa Balmona, but a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum to his brother's wife, as a Kohen Gadol is also to marry Almona. Before we continue with our Gemara, let us point out that there are generally two problems with a Kohen Gadol marrying Almona. As number one, the Pasuk tells us in Asay, Vahu Isha B'sala Yikach, and as the Pasuk also states, Ki Im B'sula Me'am of Yikach Isha, and number two, the Pasuk in Pasuk Emma states, Almona Gusha V'chalol Zaynas Eila La Yikach, that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almona. Now, if a woman who only had Kedushin becomes Almona, so at that point she could still be a B'sula, even though she still has a Din of an Almona, and therefore the Issa of Almona La Yikach would apply, but the Asay of B'sula Yikach would not apply, as the Maisa she's still a B'sula. However, once a woman gets married, then if her husband dies, then the Kohen Gadol will be also to marry her based on two dinim. Number one, there's an issa of Almona Leikach, and number two, there's an assay of Ki Im Besula Me'ama of Yikachisha. And Lemaisa Amish mentioned, Aval Hu Einu Miyabim, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Miyabim, his brother's wife, Mipleshu also Balmona, as a Kohen Gadol is also Balmona. And our Gemara begins and states, Kapasuk Vatani, Leishnam and Erisim, Leishnam and Amasuyan, and our Mishnah mentioned that a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum to his brother's wife, and doesn't make a difference if his brother was only Mekadosh's woman, or if he already married her, and the Gemara explains, Bishleim and Asuyan, Havayasev Leisasei, so we understand very well that if his brother already married this woman, then certainly he can't do Yibum to her, as Lemaisa, the Kohen Gadol will be Oiva on Asei, and on a Leisasei, and we continue on Adafi Tassim and Aleph, in Asei, Deich Leisasei Vasei, and the Asei of Yibum would not be able to be Deicha, a Leisasei and Asei, Elamina Irisa Mai, Yavayasei, Vietcha Leisasei, Lechira, if his brother was only Mekadosh's woman, and then his brother died, then why can't the Kohen Gadol do Yibum if Lemaisa at this point he only has a Leisa say, as since she's still a Basula, therefore the assay of Ahu Ishu B'Bsal Yikach does not apply, and therefore we should have a klal that the assay of Yibum of Yivam Yavila should be Deicha the Leisa say of Anmona Leikach. The Gemara responds that in a Chanami, really the Kohen Gadol should be able to do Yibum to his brother's wife that was only in Arusa. However, Lemaisa, the assay of Yivam Yavila only pertains to Biri Rishayna and not to be a Shnia, and therefore Gzer be Rishayna ought to be a Shnia, and that's why he can't do Yibum to his brother's wife. The Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, we learned a similar din in the Braisa, in Kodmu Bolu be Rishayna Konu, that Lemaisa, if the Kohen Gadol went and did Yibum with his brother's wife that was only in Arusa, then it would be actually a valid Kinyan, as Lemaisa we have a din of Esed Decha Leisa say, however, also Lekaima be a Shnia, Lemaisa would be also for the Kohen Gadol to remain married to her, as Lemaisa he can't do it be a Shnia. And Ayinim Iri, who states, V'loi bi Rishayna Dafka, that the Kohen Gadol is not only restricted to bi Rishayna, Shwe'im Besulu Misaberis mi bi Rishayna, Uvade Mitzis Yibam bi Aru Lisabahi, Al Pirish mi bi Rishayna, Aru Lisabah Ve'ilach, that the Mitzah say is only up to the point we had a Bia that was Ru'i Lisaber, Ayin Sham. Before we finish, let us go back to the second Taisis at the top of Daf Yud Chesam Beis, where the Gemara was speaking about a Kohen Gadol being made, and the Gemara asked, Batani Visalamta, and Zak Taisis in Taima, the Kalukma Be'edus HaChodesh, that why don't we say that we're referring to Edus HaChodesh, the Vadi Kohen Gadol made to be Midi Yisura in Chach Bevein Tfun and Leged Hashem, and certainly he has a Chiyuv to be made by Midi Yisura, and the Din of Salamta would not apply in that scenario. And as Taisa states, just like we find Gabi Tzobin Rabbanan in Perek Shavuos HaEdus, V'hadar Mina D'Doichin B'Shvil Kavad HaBriyas Hani Milim Moina, our Midi Yisura Loi Kedah Parishas V'yish Loima D'Meid Mashma L'Chol Dava, that when our Mishnah stated made, it's Mashma that he can made for anything, Bein B'Yisura Bein Bim Moina, Dumya D'Melech Loi Meid D'Mayir Bim Moina D'Ibi Yisura in Chachba, as certainly when the Mishnah stated that a Melech can't testify, that's only talking about Dina Mamnis and not referring to Dina Issa in Sham, and we will stop over here.